You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, Sammy P with you on a Wednesday morning. We are live on X this hour. Check us out. Bet_Sweats. Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Now joining the show, we've got Davis Matic. You find him everywhere. He's got the Swolecast, Takecast, Underdog Fantasy at Davis Matic over on X. Davis, how has the season treated you? Take it whatever direction you'd like, whether it be fantasy, gambling, prop betting, sides, whatever you think.
You know, thus far, it's actually been a pretty kind season in terms of the prop betting stuff and in fantasy. You know, we'll see if it continues that way. We are on a 3-year trend of passing and yardage going down across the league. Although now it's impacting everyone. This is a 10-year low in yards per pass attempt, 10-year low in yards per rush attempt. Scoring is actually up a little bit due to the new kickoff rule. But basically, if you like offense, it's a pretty bad product on the field on Sundays and Thursday nights and Sunday nights and Monday nights. If you want offense, you got to watch it on Saturday.
Or we could break down the Sunday morning game with a rookie quarterback playing overseas. How do you even start with Cleveland going to Dylan Gabriel? Like, what goes into the magic sauce when you're trying to break down what to bet there?
Well, I mean, I actually am intimately familiar with Dylan Gabriel because he attended my favorite university, so I got to watch a bunch of him play for the University of Oklahoma. I actually used to sit next to my grandmother at church service at the University of Oklahoma Chapel on Sunday nights. Dylan Gabriel is, if you want a comp for him, I would say how about Teddy Bridgewater, right? Pop gun arm, hyper accurate. It's one thing that a lot of NFL coaches will tell you over time is you cannot teach accuracy. It was actually one of Mike Lynch's things that he would do, where he would take his quarterbacks out and he would have them attempt to throw a baseball at a stop sign when he was recruiting them. And if they couldn't hit the stop sign, he wouldn't recruit them because he's like, I can't teach you how to do that over time. And Gabriel can definitely do that. Joe Flacco is the worst quarterback in the NFL. Lowest PFF grade, lowest EPA added per play of any quarterback in the NFL. So I don't really think this is that crazy of a move, and I actually expect the Cleveland offense to probably look a little bit better with Gabriel under center.
Let's talk about running backs, because in the fantasy world, like, that's the number one ad, right? People were checking this morning, did I get Woody Marks? Did I get Woody Marks? And then many of them end up being disappointed. We've talked a lot about this offensive rookie of the year race, and I think we're going to keep talking about it because you could make a legit argument, especially now you got another quarterback in the fray here starting for the Browns. Like, it's up for grabs between 10 guys, I guess. Is there someone that you love? Cause I know you have strong opinions on guys coming into the NFL before they even play it down. I mean, Hampton finally has his breakout. Genty has his breakout against the Bears. You've got Judkins now. He's going to clearly be the workhorse guy in Cleveland. It looks like it's trending towards Marks with the Texans. And then, okay, we got a couple quarterbacks that are rookie starting. We've got a Buka who's been lights out at receiver. Like, Warren was a favorite at one time. Do you have a bet that you would make? Is there someone that you love that you think is going to take over the rest of the season as an offensive rookie?
You know, I will tell you the skin in the game answer. The first wager that I placed on this category is a guy who definitely is not going to get it because he's not healthy. I bet on Jalen Royals on, I bet him at 250-1 to win offensive rookie of the year. I actually think that bet could have drawn live in the way this season has played out had he not injured his knee in the preseason. He injured his knee in the preseason. They played Juju Smith-Schuster. I think this market is basically all kind of overpriced right now because Igbuka, Genty, Hampton, Dart. Like, if I was pricing the market, Dart would certainly be the favorite. But I will give you a 500-1 wager that I guarantee, I'll guarantee you right now, guys, he gets one vote for Offensive Rookie of the Year, minimum. I'll give you Armon Membu, the offensive lineman for the New York Jets. He has been basically one of the three best linemen in football this season. He's got a PFF run blocking and pass blocking grade above 90. Runs to his side of the offensive line have been twice as efficient in EPA per play than runs to the other side of the line. It's definitely a fancy wager, and I think it's one of those where you get some closing line value and you get to feel real sharp for a couple weeks when, like, the mainstream football content picks on into how sharp you were. He's definitely not going to win because, I mean, how can an offensive lineman win that award? But you will at least get to feel smart about it for a while.
Sticking with offensive linemen, I'm curious what you think about the Chargers and how this boat can keep moving forward, because we know about Slater. He's off of the year. All is out for a while, I'm guessing. And Herbert's been getting cracked, man. I mean, he's getting hit. It feels like on every series he takes a huge hit. I'm not going to ask you, will he stay upright? Because nobody has that answer. But can they continue to play at this level when their quarterback is under such duress?
Yeah, I mean, Greg Roman's really good offensive coordinator. I think they have all the ingredients they would need to develop, like, a total quick passing offense. And that's what defenses are giving you anyways, right? Defenses want everything in front of them. Defenses are going to push you to the middle of the field, dare you to make those throws. They also do have an offensive line combination they have not tried yet. And I only know this because I am, like, a real, real football nerd. But a lot of Chargers fans think that Andre James is actually a better center than Bradley Bozeman. And one thing the Chargers have not tried on offensive line this year is sliding Bozeman to guard and then having Andre James start at center. There are a lot of combinations you can play on an offensive line, but I do wonder if that's one of the things they do. They also play this guy, Tucker Fisk, the 300-pound fullback, at, you know, H-back style guy. We've seen the Bills have a ton of success basically running, you know, the thick six, like six offensive linemen. We've seen actually a lot of teams kind of transition to the six offensive linemen thing over the last 2 years as running has become more efficient than passing for a lot of teams. I wonder if that's a situation they go in. And we really, I don't even think, have seen kind of the final form of the Chargers offense, because Ladd McConkey stinks if you took him in fantasy football right now. But, like, all of his advanced metrics in terms of separation, his ESPN open score, they're all still really good. I don't think Ladd is any worse than he was last year. So that's something they haven't even fully exploited yet.
You're a Chiefs guy, right? That's your team?
Yes, that is true.
So is all right in the world now that you get some explosion on offense, or was it more about the opponent?
No, I mean, definitely you could tell that the entire offense was built around the presence of Xavier Worthy. Losing him on the third play of the season, basically Matt Nagy just threw his hands up and was like, man, I don't really know what to do with these jabronis. I mean, 16 targets for Hollywood Brown in week one, then 16 targets combined for Tyquan Thornton the next 2 weeks. Those guys change positions. You get Worthy back, you immediately see what he opens up, right? Way more room underneath. It was the best, you know, success rate rushing game that the Chiefs have had. It was the first four touchdown game for Patrick Mahomes since week three of 2023. It was the first time they'd scored over 30 points in over a calendar year. Like, it's incredible how much the return of Worthy was there. And another thing, I keep waiting for this to happen, but eventually Juwan Taylor, the right tackle, who everyone knows from the broadcast for all the false starts, he's going to get benched for Jalen Moore. And I expect that to be, when they do that, I expect that to be a positive switch.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're looking at the MVP market right now at BetMGM, and Josh Allen's basically minus 110. I mean, it's him, and then it's everybody else. The question I wanted to ask you, will Jalen Hurts have the stats to potentially justify a bet? You can get him like 18-1, 20-1 range. The team keeps winning. All he does is silence critics, but it's not sexy. Will he have the numbers to justify a bet?
I don't think Jalen Hurts will. I also don't think Josh Allen will. The Bills have moved into their next era of football, which is that they are happy to let James Cook get touchdowns. They are happy to play six offensive linemen. Like, Josh Allen right now only has 7 passing touchdowns through 4 games. His rushing stats, you know, he's got fewer yards per game than you would expect. He does have the 3 rushing touchdowns. Like, I definitely would not bet Josh Allen at this number. I wouldn't. If I was going to place one wager for MVP right now, I would say my number one, particularly the bet MGM price at 15-1, would be Jordan Love. The second one that I would do, I take advantage of this 2-game absence for Jaden Daniels. I believe Jaden Daniels is available at 35-1 at bet MGM. The NFC is going to just be a way easier conference to rack up a bunch of late season. They also play in that really weak division. But yeah, Jordan Love to me, like, I would have Jordan Love ahead of Mahomes right now in MVP odds, I think, because Mahomes is not going to win it.
Yeah, probably not. With Davis Maddock here, this is Bet Sweats Bet MGM Network. What about Thursday Night Football? Tomorrow we've got the Rams, and man, they just got bet again. It's up to 7. Rams a 7-point favorite against the Niners. Anything side total props you really like in this game?
I mean, I really like the Rams for Survivor. Short week for the 49ers. Purdy looked awful in that game on Sunday. Ricky Pearsall probably not playing. Juwan Jennings currently listed with 4 separate injuries. They obviously have multiple injuries on the defensive line, multiple injuries on the offensive line. They're like, they are just cooked. This is, think if this was the NBA, we'd be calling this a schedule loss. You know, teams have the 82. It's just like, what do you want the 49ers to do in this spot? I guess in terms of props, I would tell you that I don't think, based on my early research, that the prop stuff is fully adjusted for the fact that Blake Corum and Kyren Williams are no longer on a drive-by-drive split. It used to be like 2 drives for Kyren, 1 drive for Corum. But this last week, they basically, for the first time since Corum got drafted, they were in like a snap-by-snap split where Kyren would play 4 downs in a row, come out, Corum would come in for 3 downs, and then swap back out. The overall numbers look the same in terms of the playing time split, but the way in which they got to the playing time split was different.
What else should we know about week 5? I know it's early. Well, relatively early. It's Wednesday. Games are on Sunday for the most part. Anything else we need to know or should think about heading into the weekend?
Just a couple things. If you're looking in the prop market, my guess is that Rashad White rushing stuff going to be a little bit high for the Buccaneers. I think that they'll probably post him. If I had to guess, his opening line will be 47.5 rushing yards. If it trends up to 54.5, I definitely would want to go lower on that. I think this will be a classic. Running back one gets injured. The running back two more or less stays in their role. Then the running back three gets promoted. So I think that is fairly interesting. And some of the favorite stuff I'm on this week is Detroit Lions ladder stuff. So like Detroit Lions to cover 17.5 points, Detroit Lions team total over 40.5, Jared Goff over 350 passing yards, Jahmyr Gibbs to score 2 touchdowns, stuff like that. The Lions are one of the few teams, maybe the last team actually left in the NFL, that just keep scoring until the whistle goes. The Bills don't do it. The Ravens don't do it. The Chiefs don't do it. The Chargers don't do it. None of these really. The Eagles won a game where they didn't complete a pass in the second half, right? So a lot of the good teams just stop scoring points. The Lions don't. And the Bengals are this unique type of bad where they can't run, so they shift to the pass, but they also can't really pass. So you just get in these pass, 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 punt series. They're like, oh, you just used 37 seconds of game clock and then punted and gave the ball back. Like, the Lions are happy to score 50. They did it twice last year where they got to 50, including one game where they scored a touchdown on every possession. And they've already done it once this year in week 2. They got the 52 with 0 punts. So some of those Lions ladders I really like.
What should Lamar owners do?
Pray.
Trade, pick up.
Done.
Yeah, I don't. It's like this is like a minimum 2-week injury, probably trending closer to 4. The reason why you drafted Lamar is for him to get 50 rushing yards and 0.6 touchdowns, rushing touchdowns per game. And Lamar is a good enough passer, right? To just they could win 10 games with Lamar basically not running at all. So it's just one of those things.
Man,
I've got Buffalo to win the Super Bowl. I've never bet them before. And I already see the way this is breaking. Josh Allen's going to have to beat Mahomes in the playoffs. And it's October 1st. I'm already terrified about this, Davis.
Yeah, I mean, look, I try to not be too much of an overt homer. But it's the Bills. You just got to show me you can do it, right? I guess the thing that will probably be different this year is Kansas City will probably win closer to 10 games. They might not even win the division. The Chargers might win the division instead. So it will be Kansas City traveling to Buffalo. So at least you've got that. Burrow, the only AFC quarterback to beat Mahomes. I mean, that game, I have nightmares thinking about that 2021 AFC conference championship game. But I got to say, I was about as dark as it got in Chiefs fandom, 4 days ago. And just seeing the proof of concept, like the touchdown pass that Mahomes did to Juju, he throws it before Juju's head is even turned. The defenders like are closing in on the ball, and it was in the spot where only Smith-Schuster could get to it. And I was like, wow, I've not seen him make an anticipation throw like that in maybe years, honestly. So it feels like they kind of have their stuff back.
Only have time for one word answer. Will Mateer play against Texas?
Yes. No chance is he missing. None.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's go. Davis Maddock, good stuff there. Make sure you follow him on X. Find all his content, links there. YouTube, a bunch of other stuff as well. Joe O, Sammy P, and we're going to do our power rankings on the other side, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.